This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio is Robert Ginsburg, who is all things jazz. The last time you were here, I spent a minute and a half explaining everything that connected you to jazz. Jazz curator at Walton Arts Center, right?
Yes.
Founder, president, CEO, and everything else, almost, at the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society.
Correct.
Host of Shades of Jazz, Friday nights from 10 to midnight, and then again Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m., the Friday night on 91.3, the Saturday on KUAF3.
Right.
Have I left everything out?
That's about it, Kyle. That's enough.
All right.
That's enough to make me crazy.
I imagine.
But, you know, KUAF has been right alongside of me the whole way. In fact, KUAF was one of the vehicles that allowed me to share my obsession with this music with Northwest Arkansas, and a longtime collaborator and naming sponsor for the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series, which, are you ready, Kyle?
Mm-hmm.
19th year.
Wow.
19th year of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series presented by the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society. Real quickly, for those who don't know, our organization is dedicated to preserving, presenting, promoting, and celebrating this music. We do it through concerts. We do it through artist support. We do it through scholarships for young students who want to study this music. And the Summer Jazz Concert Series is kind of the flagship of this. And without KUAF, it never would have happened. So,
if this is the 19th year, we can say that there have been scores of these concerts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it started out, the whole series was in Stella Boyle Smith Fine Arts Concert Hall at the university. And we kind of moved out of there at one point and took it around Northwest Arkansas. And that's sort of the MO this season. It's going to be kind of a two-part series. And two of the concerts we're going to talk about tonight, and the other two are to be announced.
Okay. Right before we get to the two we're going to talk about, I want to mention that one of the things the Jazz Society does, and these concerts help, is provide scholarships.
We've awarded 5 scholarships this summer to the Jamie Ebersold Summer Jazz Study Camp, which is a really award-winning vehicle for students that want of all ages that want to study this music with the greats. And we've got university students going, we've got high school students going. We pay their scholarship, and over the years now, we've been doing that for 17 years or so. We've awarded over 80 scholarships. Many of those people who went through that program when they were students are now common names in Northwest Arkansas as far as performers. Drew Packard is one. Nathan McLeod is another. And it goes on and on and on, actually. So a lot of them have gone on to be professional musicians.
Were you in a position to give scholarships when Keith Jackson was here?
Interesting you mention that. When Keith Jackson was here, his mother actually called me to see about getting him a scholarship to Interlochen. Mm-hmm. And at that point, the Jazz Society has never had any paid staff. It's a totally volunteer organization. And at that time, we were really running by the seat of our pants. We're in a little better shape financially now because of our membership and support. But that is part of what catalyzed the whole idea to start a scholarship program. But I regret to say that, no, Keith was not a recipient.
I think he did get to Interlochen, though, did he not?
Yes, he did.
And now he's in Chicago?
He's in Chicago, and he's still making music and writing and performing, yeah.
All right, let's talk about the two concerts that are not to be announced later, but can be announced now.
We've got a great season starting off in July, and this is going to be fun. A jazz vocalist out of Kansas City, award-winning jazz vocalist named Lisa Henry, she was actually here for the second KUAF Jazz Concert Series in 1999. Mm. She played with Claudia Burson and what we then called the House Trio, which was Jim Greason on bass and Darren Novotny on drums and Claudia on piano. And she and Claudia just hit it off. I mean, they locked. And it's been that long. It's been 18 years since Lisa's been here. She's coming back. She's going to play with Claudia's quartet, which is now the trio, Steve Wilkes on drums and Drew Packard on bass, plus Ben Harris on guitar, Claudia on piano. And it is going to be in one of the finest listening rooms in Northwest Arkansas, and that is
Sunrise Stage, which is there on College Avenue and was for a long time a Subaru dealership. Don Nelm still owns the building, and he wanted it when Adventure Subaru moved out. He said he wanted it to be something that really was part of a thriving community.
Owner Don Nelms, as you mentioned, enlisted this is something that no one does. He actually enlisted a local acoustic expert drummer, Darren Novotny, who also is a jazz musician. Darren designed the acoustic environment. J.T. Huff installed a high-quality sound system. And this is really creates this really deep connection with audience. It's as if you're in somebody's living room. I've been in the room. I've never heard a concert.
It's really good.
Very exciting. So we've got a great jazz vocalist who was the Thelonious Monk competition recipient in 1994. She has performed around the world. She was enlisted by the Thelonious Monk Institute to be an ambassador for this music. And so she's been to Africa and India and around Argentina, Peru. She also, I should mention, performed at President Obama's second inauguration.
Oh.
So no lightweight. She is classy, earthy, down home, big voice. She started out singing gospel when she was 12 in church. And like I say, man, she's the real deal. Give a listen.
Well, now, baby, we've got to have a little talk. I'm about to pack up my things and walk. I know a dollar goes from hand to hand, but before I let you go from woman to woman, I'd rather drink muddy water, sleep in a hollow log. Well, I work for you like a Georgia mule. My friends are laughing, come.
Lisa Henry, and what's the date on this?
This is July 29th, Saturday. It's Sunrise Stage. There's only 100 seats available. It is a listening room, but there's a great lobby. We'll be able to schmooze and enjoy some refreshments and visit. And that leads to the second venue that we're going to be at for our second concert, which is equally remarkable in terms of its acoustic. It's a recording studio. Mm-hmm. It's the new Haxton Road recording studio up in Bentonville.
We did a live show from there for the Power of Music Festival. It, too, has spared no expense to make sure it's an ideal place to hear music.
Right. And it's another 100-seater, very intimate. And they got a great lobby that we can hang out in as well. This group is led by guitarist Alex Wintz. Anyone that participated in the Walton Arts Center Jazz Concert Series may remember Etienne Charles and Creole Soul. They were at Walton Arts Center a few months ago. This was the guitarist. I fell in love with his work. We stayed in touch. He has a really interesting group and project. The project is called Six Strings, Six Stories, Tracing the Lineage of Jazz Guitar. It's Alex on guitar, Gabe Snyder also on guitar, and both of these guys are Juilliard graduates and rising quickly in the ranks of great jazz musicians in the world, plus a vocalist, Martina Da Silva, who has her own group called the Ladybugs, great jazz vocalist. So two guitars and a vocalist. And they're paying tribute to, well, the Six Strings, Six Stories puts kind of a spotlight on six major figures of jazz guitar. Now, this is a little confusing because I say six strings, six stories, six major figures. Eddie Lang, Charlie Christian, Wes Montgomery, Django Reinhardt, and the next three are kind of blocked in as one because we're calling them the modern big three. Pat Metheny, Bill Frisell, John Scofield. And finally, a Brazilian guitarist named Toninho Horta. So this program was inspired by these remarkable stylists and composers, and they feature some of their music and some music that influenced those guys. And it's really, I mean, this features the heavyweights of guitar, and they have left this sort of eternal impact both musically and socially on the world of jazz. They represent not only the early multiracial collaborations that took place in jazz between African-American guitarists and white guitarists, and that would be Eddie Lang, who was, during the Jim Crow era in the 20s, was collaborating with black musicians, to the inventions of modern guitarists like Wes Montgomery and Pat Metheny. So it will be an interesting program dovetailing this guitar-driven music with a vocalist, and there might be some surprises as well, all in this recording studio that is acoustically perfect.
What's the date on that?
That is Saturday, August 19th.
All right. Now, both of these venues are intimate.
Yes.
Meaning you'll probably sell out and probably sooner than later.
We only have a couple hundred tickets, 100 tickets per concert. And we're hoping that it sells out. And, we have it's very reasonably priced. We still, if you're a member of the Jazz Society, you get a discount on your tickets. But the regular price is cheap enough. It's very affordable, especially to be involved in such a unique and intimate environment.
All right. So that's first half. Second half, we'll talk about later when they can be announced.
That second half, I can give you a teaser, will involve two more collaborations. Part of the new mission of the Northwest Arkansas Jazz Society is to do these collaborative events, whether it be with KUAF, which we've done from the beginning, or commercial endeavors like Sunrise Stage, Haxton Road, but also with nonprofits. We've done some things with Crystal Bridges. We're looking to maybe do something maybe over towards Eureka, maybe over towards Bella Vista for the second half with some real world-class acts. So you and I can talk about that. That would be in September and October.
Okay. All right. Robert Ginsberg can be heard on Shades of Jazz Friday nights from 8 to 10 on 91.3, then again Saturdays from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. on KUAF3. The website for the society?
Digjazz.com, as in can you dig it? DIGJAZZ.com. Tickets are up and ready for sale. There's more info. Would love to see some folks. Check it out.
This is music from Alex Wentz, who will be featured in the second installment of the KUAF Summer Jazz Concert Series. That's the concert titled Six Strings, Six Stories, about legendary jazz guitarists that will be at Haxton Road Studios that Robert just discussed. This is Alex Wentz's performance of Sweet and Lovely. You can see and hear this song and others from Alex Wentz on YouTube.